Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. This is Fightful. It is January 11th, 2023. We are talking AEW Dynamite. Man, we've had one of the just wildest 30 hours probably in Fightful history. There was a 4+ hour post NXT review. Anybody who says that Jinder Mahal doesn't draw.
To be fair. Right,
NXT. It was just NXT. Just NXT. That's all there was. That's all it was. We ain't doing anything else. But yep. It was one of our most successful shows ever. We had Listen Your Boy today, one of our most successful Listen Your Boys ever. And here we are, AEW Dynamite, which is, you know, both amazing and a little bit disappointing in ways.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about all that. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. A nice little plug for you. FightfulSelect.com allowed you to vote on the Fightful Awards. The Fightful Awards coming to you Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Myself, Denise Salcedo, Will Washington. It is the first time we've ever done this. It is a complete fan vote. There's going to be a lot of physical awards that are they're giving out. We're having them made now. But also, you're going to hear from some of your favorite talent that won awards, and we're going to have a lot of discussion on there as well. Overwhelmed with the number of sponsors that have hit us up for that as well, because what I learned, Alex, is it is very expensive to do award shows and actually give physical awards. So, man, lots of stuff to get into, lots of stuff to talk about, but FightfulSelect.com had the rundown for AEW Dynamite tonight. It also had a bunch of news on the rumors, speculation, all that about the WWE sale, Saudi, all that. And I can't reiterate this enough. I was very transparent on the show last night, maybe a little too transparent. When it gets to the point where it's 1 a.m. and I'm smoking weed on the air, maybe a little too transparent.
A little too, yep.
We were very, very clear about what was going on there. And I don't think you'll get analysis quite like Jimmy Van gave today on Listen Your Boy. I think it was the best show we have ever done, ever. And I also want to thank you, Alex, Kate, and Luis for the marathon you guys went through. Man, just an awful lot of stuff. Just an awful lot going on there. And you know, I'll talk about Fightful Select later, but we're here to talk about AEW Dynamite. Alex, how are you doing after a long night?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little self-conscious because you are so small in your screen and I am so large. It's like we're two different versions of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Like that's basically what we're, should I do that? Now we're like kind of this. I just feel so weird like that.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah. It's weird.
I like it. You know, we could always do the thing where we're like that.
Oh, we could.
It's not nearly as bad, but also like you can see my mixer over here and my other mic. Like, what am I going to do? Like, one of those, but working on some new setups, guys. About 15 feet to the left of me, there was supposed to be a completed studio this week. I spoke with the contractor. He was good to go, but nah.
No.
It's not done yet, no. But I've got all kinds of cool stuff coming. You're going to see a lot of different looks on Fightful, at least from my shows.
Yep.
I've been working on getting a studio put together for a very long time. But let's talk about AEW Dynamite again. Yep. Luis, our good friend, our moderator, helping us out. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate him. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. If you don't know what super chats or humper chats are, mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, they get your questions, your statements read on the air. And that's what we like. That's what we want. We want your interaction. And if that's not enough for you, every week I do a Q&A. Every other week, Grapsody did a Q&A. Orion Ben says, will Fightful get the Mikey Ruckus 30-minute theme remix? I doubt it. I like synth music a lot, obviously, based on our intros. So I just made a whole bunch based on that. Mm-hmm. But we kicked off the show with Hangman defeating Jon Moxley. Oh boy, I'm still digging this. They beat the absolute dog shit out of each other, Alex.
Yeah, they did.
This is what it needed to be. It needed to look like two guys trying to concuss each other. And that's what we got here, Alex.
Well, yes, that is what the story was. Can I knock you out or can you knock me out? It was a lot more than that, because I think that there's you talk about the pillars of AEW that's been thrown around a lot. There's a lot of stories that have kind of been overarching throughout the entirety of AEW. And these two guys kind of represent different parts of that giant, like War and Peace sized novelization of the first 3 years of the company. And it's kind of great to see them go at each other with no title on the line, just for pride. Hangman Page, there's now a new chapter to his amazing story that has been told over years and years. And also Moxley, a lot of it is Moxley's stories that are Moxley's. It's almost like he is the absolute top supporting character in almost everybody else's stories. If you think about all the way he kind of inserts himself into all these other things, that his interim championship reign was really just because Punk was out. And so he told that story waiting for Punk to come back. And then we saw what happened there. But also this thing, he's been a part of Page's story, of Danielson's stories, of all the Jericho's. He's been a major part of all these other stories. So I'm really interested to see where this particular chapter of Page's story goes from here. This could be the jumping off point for Adam Hangman Page of another really interesting chapter.
Tell you what you don't see a lot. Jon Moxley taking clean pins in AEW. Mm-hmm. And we saw it here. And I think that against Hangman, it is absolutely justified. It made sense with the story. And then afterwards, they have the concussion angle. And a lot of people, I saw one person, Austin Luff, says, that was definitely a choice. You know what? The injury, a concussion angle followed by Cole talking about a serious head injury was definitely a decision. To me, it's scripted. I don't care. Right. Shawn Michaels got over to, like, what pushed him over the top from WrestleMania main eventer to WrestleMania main event winner was a concussion angle from one that he had legitimately sustained. And they said, let's make this into an angle. It's mm-hmm. scripted. It's not real. They're characters. I'm completely fine with it. I want my wrestling to not insult my intelligence. I want it to compliment my intelligence. And the reality is, a few weeks before I saw Hangman get knocked out in that ring, a half a mile up the road, I watched Tua Tagovailoa get knocked out and throw up gang signs with like all the stuff going on in his head. It was a very humbling thing to watch unfold so soon after that, so near that as well. Yeah. And I'm good with this. And as people are saying, this could also give Mox his vacation finally.
Thank God. I mean, that guy needs it, right? I mean,
he does.
It would be an interesting angle to because you always figured if they were going to have him take a vacation, a proper one, they'd work an injury angle into it. Yeah. Nobody has a problem with faking a knee injury. It's the head injuries that some people have a problem with when they're kayfabed. And I understand, but I think in this case, when you, maybe I misread it, but Hangman Page is such a damn fine actor as a wrestler. There was a moment where he was looking at Moxley, like not knowing where he was in the corner after the match. And you could see something washed over him of, I remember being in that position. And I don't know if I like that I did that to somebody else. Not that like it's going to change his whole character, but in the moment, because we always think of Hangman Page as like the sensitive cowboy, right? The sensible millennial cowboy. And he was able to embody that part of him, which you never see from wrestlers almost ever. And the idea of, hey, I recognize being on that end of it, and that was no fun. I don't know if I like that about myself, that I did that to him, even though I was trying to the entire match. Now that I have, I don't regret it, but it's sobering in a way. And I think there's something there for Adam Hangman Page as well.
Part of me was like, is he going to get up and do another buckshot lariat to him?
Maybe.
Oh, man. I thought that this was an amazing opener. Andrew says, Mox and Hangman was dope. Still think Mercedes shows up rather, or comes in sooner rather than later. Ricky Starks is a star. What say thee? I agree with two of those three things. I think that if Mercedes was going to come in, it would have been now.
Yeah.
Ricky Starks is an absolute star, and Mox Hangman was incredible. What a great opener that was. Miguel says, give me Hangman and Claudio ROH title match. I mean, Hangman never got to that title. Is the thing. Like he left before.
Yep.
So yeah. That could be a good story.
Could be.
Jake Salazar says, didn't Adam Cole and Adam Page actually have severe concussions? Mm-hmm. When real life mixes with scripted wrestling, it's actually quite perfect storytelling. Yeah. And I think that it's okay to do that. If the talent themselves are okay with it,
yes,
then why not do it? Why not go for it? Why not add that realism? Rob Reed says, can't lie, still worried on the King Kong lariat spot. That might have been about the Takeshita Bryan Danielson match, mm-hmm. but we will be talking about that shortly. Also, to our moderator, Luis, there is one chat that is very clearly about Mercedes that should be moved there, but we're not quite there yet. Yeah. We got the Adam Cole return. Now, I can tell you guys internally, if you had subscribed to FightfulSelect.com, you saw that it was listed as TBD promo. Not only that, Excalibur even said, this is a legitimate surprise to us. This is listed as TBD on our run sheets. So they were surprised as well. I've only heard back from Adam Cole like a couple of times since this most recent injury, and he seemed upbeat and everything because he's just a great guy. He's just always a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And if you drop him a line, you're like, hey man, hope you're doing okay. It's very much a thank you so much. Hope you're doing great. Hands praying emoji type of thing.
Yeah.
Like you would never know that he had been through the things that he was going through.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, he never told me that he was injured. Like I found this out from a ton of other people that not only did he have a torn, torn labrum a year ago, he had the two bad concussions. And Adam Cole comes out to an incredible pop. And Alex, considering there was no Mercedes tonight, I think it was very, very important that Adam Cole pops up. Now, I had heard some murmurs, but murmurs are not good enough for me to post a report on.
Right.
So the most you can do there is vaguely quote tweet Rob Wilkins and say, hypothetically, he's coming back. So, I mean, this was one of those things that they were pretty quiet about. Now, I didn't even hear anybody say, oh, I think he's showing up on January 11th. It's he might be back soon. But I was hearing people say, like in September, they're like, well, we're hoping we can get him back soon. That didn't happen. That very clearly didn't happen. And he explained why. And he said he couldn't ride in the car without getting sick. He said that, you know, he talked about how rough things were for him. I dealt with post-concussion syndrome for a couple of years. It's horrifying. There are days you wake up and you're like, I'm ready to go. I'm going to get in the gym. I'm going to do this. And then there are days you cannot hang out with an overcast sky because it makes you sick to your stomach. It's so great to see Adam Cole back, Alex.
It is. And I will say this. That mother effer had me, and I was so angry with him for swerving me because listen, Adam Cole, not only is he one of my all-time favorite in-ring workers, but that dude is mad.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Magic on the mic.
Yes.
And if he could not wrestle anymore, that guy could be an all-time color commentator, manager, whatever you want to put him in. That guy could is such a great talker. So I was like, if this is like, I got good news and bad news. The good news is I'm okay, because I wasn't, because he went into that whole litany of like the stuff he described, like made me like genuinely like emotional, like just the idea of waking up next to, you know, your wife and say, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. She said, are you okay? And like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm okay or not. This is crazy that he would have vomit when he's in the car, all this stuff that really affected me listening to it. So I thought, if like, hey, the good thing is that that's not happening anymore. So that's good, but I can't wrestle anymore. The doctors have told me if I take another really bad blow to the head, who knows what happens. But the good news is I'm still in AEW, and I'm gonna start figuring out ways that Adam Cole Bebe can take over the program without having to take any bumps. Like, I mean, that would have been something that he might have done here, which would have started a program where he backs, I don't know, the Kingdom or wherever he's like the guy as a part of. I thought maybe they were going to go that way. I'm so happy that's not the case. But when he was like, I'm back and I'm not leaving, I'm ready, Adam Cole's back, I was like, oh, thank God. And please don't scare me like that. This was a really, really great promo. You can tell, like, the crowd is so ready to be able to honestly cheer for Adam Cole. I hope they let this babyface run go for a while. If he's fully back and he's fully healthy, I mean, if you were to tell me that the next guy to get a shot at MJF is babyface Adam Cole, those promos, man,
yes.
That match, man, like, that's a really, like, if you're going to say MJF's going to be champion for a year, the first major defense is against Bryan Danielson, and the second major defense is against babyface Adam Cole. That's a hell of a way to start that year, man.
Jake says, Mr. Palowski, we were unable to hear from Scripps last night. I'd like to hear his thoughts on Adam Cole, baby, being back tonight. Jake. Jake, you can do, you get one of these, Jake.
Yeah.
You get one of these.
I don't even control. I don't even know if Scripps is listening.
I've always been a big fan of the Adam Cole baby. Also been he's been great. The super kick when he did the ricochet, did the moonsault, and he super kicked him in the face. I've been trying to perfect that part, not the super kick, being kicked in the face while upside down. Because I don't know if you watch NXT, but I do a lot of moonsaults over there. My name's Scripps, by the way. Love Adam Cole baby.
Thank you for that. Hunter Tillman says, Happy New Year. Tonight's episode was super stacked. Happy to see Adam Cole back, and I have a feeling AEW is going to bring it this year. I hope so. This was an amazing show with a disappointing moment. Oscar Villanueva said, watching Adam Cole return made me miss Bobby Fish. Folks, where's the lie? Just Me Junie says, I take no pleasure in welcoming our next guest. That was a great, it was a great one by Tony.
You know why it was? Because I thought it was going to be MJF. MJF is contractually obligated to show up.
Yes.
I thought Shivani was introducing him, and when it was Adam Cole, I was like, holy hell, that's amazing. By the way, in all seriousness, Adam Cole being back in that ring makes me really miss Kyle O'Reilly.
And apparently he's dealing with some rough stuff.
He really, really is, and that is really hard.
No, Jake, one ever in the history of time. Adam Weller says the Yas and Cole promos. He says the Yas and Cole promos should have been swapped. You know what? I don't disagree with that, especially considering where that was. I think that would have been a good, like, lifting the audience back up spot. In fact, the way that this show was laid out, I thought that they were like, okay, we'll debut Mercedes, and then everybody will tune in for that and hang around for the big main event. Didn't happen. Ryan Largent's intrigued to see babyface Adam Cole. Me too. Corey says, even without Mercedes, Adam Cole being back and healthy makes the show almost perfect to me. If he's a face, is he the biggest in the company? With Moxley maybe taking a break, this is just hypothetical, us spitballing here. I would have to say, yeah. I mean, Bryan Danielson's pushed to the main event right now, so I'd say Bryan Danielson's probably a little bit above him.
I mean, as far, like, Danielson also, but this is the thing about Danielson I love. That dude wrestles like a heel.
Yes.
Like he absolutely tries to hurt people in the ring. So we'll see. We'll see what
Hogan used to eye gouge people and rake their backs and stuff and poke them in the eyes. Like,
it's so true. Adam Cole, I would say top three. Here's what I love. If now they're on the same side, Adam Cole and Hangman Page having like a truce, like we got a lot of history. I don't know if I really trust you, but being okay enough with each other to like team up against a couple of guys that they both don't like, it might be something interesting as well.
Coy Stalling says Adam Cole and Hangman need to team up because they both lost all their friends. And I mean, a lot of their friends are the same people. So there are so many interesting Bullet Club fractures that I want to see. Yeah. I want to see those broken heart necklaces put back together just for one big group hug.
Yep.
Jake says, when Tony Schiavone said, no pleasure to introduce this man, he said, or he thought it was MJF. Then you hear the song and he jumped off his couch with the legs on the recliner still out, almost broke it. I was just, man, it just overjoyed me to see this.
Yep.
It just overjoyed me to see how this all worked out because Adam Cole, the AEW's never had a 100% healthy roster. And throughout the year, the last year, for extended periods of time, they have missed Kenny Omega, CM Punk, Adam Cole, MJF. Beginning of last year, they missed Moxley, obviously. It's never been whole. It's never been healthy. They missed Bryan Danielson for a while, too.
Yep.
I mean, all their biggest talent. Hangman Page as well. Like, at times in last year, almost all their top talent was hurt. Jericho, yeah. I think Jericho was about it. Mm-hmm. Joey Bag of Donuts says he hopes Adam Cole stays a babyface since we haven't really seen that. Time to push him to the moon. People love him, too. They want to like him. And to me, if you got somebody that people want to like, let's go with that.
Yep.
AEW is better at making baby faces than WWE, though. And I think WWE is a lot better at making heels than AEW is.
Yeah.
Shot Kid says, another great episode of Dynamite. All the matches delivered or over-delivered. Adam Cole is back. Disappointed about no Mercedes. I want to wait and see if there's more at play, like maybe New Japan playing hardball in her first appearances. I promise I am asking. I'm asking and asking. What I can tell you is last week I had New Japan sources tell me I don't think it's her. And of course, that's not something I can exactly run with because
right,
just couldn't. But now, Dr. Carfafalastat, whatever the hell that says, hear me out. Hanger versus Cole, or Hanger and Cole versus Acclaimed. Hanger and Cole could be the new Hangman Omega. I feel like Hangman would very much still be like a, I don't know if I want to jump into that type of thing.
Right.
But I also would like to see another. I mean, you got Juice Robinson running around. You got other members of Bullet Club that are there. I would love to see like a counter to the Elite. And I think that I think a Juice Robinson honestly could fit with them in a trios as well.
Yeah.
We get backstage. Best friends and Paul Walterhausen. Paul Walterhauser is legitimately one of my favorite actors right now. He's phenomenal. He's really, really good. But he's got his Golden Globe there. They're gonna do some stuff on Rampage. That's cool to see. Ben Simmons says Tony better not do what he did with Garcia and let Adam Cole be a babyface because we love him. Yeah, it can't be a swerve. They need to push forward. I mean, even when Adam Cole was leaving NXT, people were ready for the babyface Adam Cole.
They were.
Jake says, Adam Cole has the most hateable and lovable face. He's perfect. Haven't been this happy about somebody being back since Punk. I mean, that's, you know, I can see why. I mean, he was a top push star in NXT. He was, I just wish we could have got that Undisputed Era Elite program.
Man, God,
wish we could have got it. Who knows what the future holds, but
man.
Rocket Plex says, do you think Cody Rhodes regrets a WWE jump now? No, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vince McMahon's the guy that recruited him or that he met with.
Yeah.
Well, we get Jungle Hook beating Lee Moriarty and Big Bill. And Alex, you called it.
Yep.
Weeks ago, Hook hitting a suplex on Big Bill, and I thought that Big Bill sold it amazingly. It's one of those things, like, it's not going to take him completely out. And I thought the sell job he did that he couldn't believe that happened was even better. Like, he couldn't believe that he just got manhandled by somebody that weighs, like, what, 60% of what he does, Alex?
Right, yeah.
This was a really, really great aspect. Now, I don't really want to see Jungle Boy hop into another permanent tag team or anything because they just got out of that.
Yeah.
Unless they've got something intriguing at play. But I think this was a good spot for Big Bill, Lee Moriarty. I want to see more Big Bill. He keeps on looking better and better. The choke slam on the apron was really good, that spot. Yep. I'm liking Big Bill's work. We just don't see a ton of it. Lee Moriarty keeps getting in better shape and better shape and better shape. Yep. He looks amazing. He's going to be great for them for another decade. And Hook and Jungle Boy get the win. Pretty good, I think.
Yeah. I thought this was really great. I love that they kept teasing it. Like, they teased it a couple of times once and then went back to it for the actual T-bone suplex. That was great. And you're right. Big Bill sold it perfectly. Like, I can't believe this little kid tossed me. That was fantastic. Jungle Jack, getting the victory with the snare trap, I think is good. There's a lot to like about Jungle Boy, Jungle Jack, and a lot to like about Jungle Hook. Let's say that. A lot to like about Jungle Hook. But I'm with you. I don't necessarily want them to be a permanent tab team, but I would love it if, like, over the course of a few years, whenever one of them needs a tag partner, the other guy just magically shows up. You know what I mean? Just the idea of, like, if you can even find somebody to team with you, one of those spots, because they always do that spot.
Yeah.
And every time they do it, it's the other guy who comes down to help them. I think there's a really cool thing there.
MJF comes out and cuts a promo. I saw a lot of people take issue with him making fun of Konosuke Takeshita's name. It was cleared with Takeshita. That was confirmed to me by AEW or people in AEW. Vincent says, we're supposed to believe that Brian wasn't there when MJF was talking. He's been wanting to get his hands on him and just let him talk. Well, MJF cuts a promo on Dr. Ken. The thing I liked about the Ken Jeong thing is you could tell that Ken Jeong knew that the line about getting canceled, like he knew as soon as he said, we can watch your show. He's like, oh boy, like this one's coming. He buries Freddie Prinze Jr. That's a good one as well. I like that. The MJF roast on celebrities, that's fun. Like that might get a couple of like articles or something on mainstream outlets or something like that. I absolutely see why they did that, Alex.
Yeah. Scooby Dooby Douche was a fantastic line. I'll say that. I love the when he brings up Freddie Prinze Jr. and the camera finds him, his first thing is, what did I do? That's great. I thought this was all right. I saw a lot of people who were really upset with the racist tinge to it, talking to Takeshita. I saw somebody and like they have a point, but I think the counter to that is if MJF's major deal is being picked on for so long when he was younger because he was Jewish, why would he then launch into this anti-Japanese rhetoric? I mean, it's not super racist, but it certainly is like stereotypical and stuff. And my point is, well, a lot of people don't recognize in themselves that behavior that they derided other people toward them. That's just psychology. You know?
I mean, to draw a direct parallel.
Right.
I've mentioned before, I've done a major feature on Muhammad Hassan like 7 years ago. And he was an Italian man playing a Middle Eastern man. And he, you know, could not have been more different than the gimmick. And he said that oftentimes the flaws that we see in ourselves is what we point out in others.
Right.
And vice versa. So Takeshita, I mean, you got a guy who never wins in a segment with the world champion.
Yep.
So I don't think I know a lot of people are looking at that as like, what benefit does that do him? One day it will.
Yeah.
Because Takeshita is so very clearly one of the top guys. And I've mentioned this before. I was standing next to a ring with Tyler of Black Label Pro, and we were watching him, and we were like, he is just so very clearly going to be a major guy. And you didn't see it with Okada when he was in TNA because of how they booked him. You see it with Konosuke Takeshita. And if you didn't before this match, oh boy, did you during this match, Alex.
Yep. Yep.
Holy cow.
This was great. This was like one of those things of like, we're in the second week of January, and we have Osprey and Omega. And I would argue these two matches, because I think I preferred this match was great and on could be easily in a top 10 list for matches of the year in 11 months from now. But at the same time, I think I preferred personally Mox and Hangman. And I think this match is great, and I would have no problem with people putting it on their short list for match of the year. These guys also kick the crap out of each other. And this is one of those things of, I believe that if barring injury and everything, you have to say that, when Takeshita is all said and done, when he rides off into the sunset, he'll be one of the absolute greats to ever do it. Everything you would want from him is there already, and he only continues to get better. And we will look back in 20 years on this night where he went up against maybe the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah.
And absolutely more than held his own, had Brian on the ropes a couple of times. Man, this was great. So great.
Just perfect. That the top rope spot was equal parts horrifying and amazing. Tom LaValle says Takeshita put on a banger again. He doesn't miss. He never misses. This guy never misses.
Yeah.
And Tony says, how many factions in AEW are going to try to recruit Takeshita? Don Callis already started it for the Elite. Now BCC has reasons to attempt it. Oh, that's a good one. I want to see a recruitment war. I want to see them get their boosters. That's what I want. I want Don Callis to be like, who can we get money from? Was it Fat Ass Massa? Was that his name?
I think so.
They're gonna get him to try to buy Takeshita a Mercedes or something, like it's Blue Chips, the Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right.
That's what I want. They're gonna get him a tractor. Oh, I am so ready for this. Amir says, if you had to put money on it, is Regal back in time for the Iron Man match? Or not? Regal wasn't back at all. Regal's working for WWE, my friend.
Yeah, everyone says like Regal's going to work his way out of that particular deal and come back because of everything going on over there. I don't see it.
Good luck, pal.
Yeah.
Good luck, pal. Sometimes the grass is greener. Sometimes it's not. But But Alex, I'll tell you what's always green.
Oh yeah.
If I can find the overlay. Yeah. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. Right now, you get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free travel packs. How about this? They got a 60-day money-back guarantee. If for some reason you don't like this, you can get your money back. Drink your multivitamin. It gets into your body a lot better. You can promote good gut health with prebiotics, probiotics, and plant-based enzymes to bolster digestion and nutrient absorption for your microbiome. There are a lot of great testimonials from doctors and others that have used Athletic Greens for over a decade. And for over a decade, they have changed with science. They have changed their formula over 50 times, which means every couple of months, they are changing their formula to adapt. A lot of their other products actually have 90-day money-back guarantees as well. But again, you want to drink your multivitamin. You want to fill those nutritional gaps in your diet. You want to support whole body vitality with AG1. One daily serving gives you that comprehensive blend of 9 products, which include a multivitamin, minerals, probiotics, adaptogens, and more, working together to deliver your strongest foundation for better health. That's athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Love those guys. Chi-Town Spurs says MJF stuff was bad till the Freddie Prinze bit. Feels too samey at this rate. I'll be happy to see him go to Stanford by next year. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm not expecting MJF to blow me away with these promos. Like, what I look at with MJF is what I've always looked at. When he's annoyed by you, he's going to take the little immature shots. When he's mad at you, he is going to ruin your life by talking to you. And that's the thing. Like, he lulls you into thinking it's going to be, LOL, you're dumb. And then it's, LOL, your dad left you type of thing. Like, it's really, really deep. Bill says, hearing Big Bill makes me very uncomfortable. I love Big Bill as a name. Alex, the Acclaim promo, what'd you think of it?
You know, they had to do something. I thought they were remarkably tame, actually. I did like the board has voted unanimously to give us a star on the Walk of Fame. That's fun. This will be good. And you know, we'll see where we're going from here. I'm not sure if you and I were talking about this, but now that they've seemingly moved past Jarrett and Lethal, it doesn't feel like there's like a couple of, you know, heel tag teams knocking on the door to be the next suitors to get these this title shot. You know, it really doesn't feel like there's those teams out there.
FTR's lost a bunch, and Dak said on his podcast that it looks like he's going to take some time off. He and Cash are going to take a few months off, decide what they're going to do in the spring. Mm-hmm. Brent Lockman says, feels like they got to rename the Regal stretches. It's awkward when they just don't name the move at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could still call it the Regal stretch.
They could still call it the Regal stretch, especially because, like, they still have a faction with top stars in it named after him, basically. Yeah. And Danielson's basically, I think, dedicating this whole title run to try and, you know, pay back. I don't know that, like, I know AEW wouldn't have a problem, like, yeah, talking about, they don't have a problem naming people who are in other companies or worked elsewhere. So unless WWE, like, set them with a cease and desist, I don't think they have a problem naming it.
Rock Hard Juice Robinson interview calls out Darby for Rampage. It's got a good pop, too, when they announced that it was going to be for Rampage. Juice Robinson cuts a great promo. Kevin Owens once said he was the best promo in wrestling. And a lot of people in America don't really have any idea. And if they do know him, some people know him as CJ Parker from NXT. He is a very good talent. This is very good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that over there? Says, I'm up for Top Flight or Private Party versus the Acclaim. Mark Quinn is hurt right now, unfortunately. Yeah. Rovan says, don't get me wrong. Would have been cool, but I wasn't counting on it. Scissor me, Alex.
Sure. There you go.
I think that was about the Mercedes thing. It was just placed differently. So let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
I liked the women's tag match. I thought it was a very good match.
Yeah, it was a good match.
We will get to that. Mm-hmm. There's no Mercedes Moné in this match, and that's how she pronounces it. Joel says, Steve Muehlhausen reported last week that was the mystery partner. Respect his reporting, but he's had a rough week breaking stories. Yeah, he has. And again, I like Steve a lot. He's got bylines here. His original reporting is not aggregated unless it's like an interview. Joel Woods says, Sean, you've said it a few times, so I'm going to ask, is Mercedes tonight not being there promotional malpractice? Yes. I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say that with an asterisk in front of it. I'm going to find out more. I'm going to do everything I can to find out more. It's hard for me to believe, as a hunch, that they didn't try to get her.
Yeah,
I did. And I did have a source that told me that they did try. However, is that enough to go with and put a full report on? No. They announced this 5 or 6 weeks out. And I see everybody that's saying, well, they never said. Okay, fine. But let's be real.
Right.
Let's be real. You could have announced Tony weeks ago.
Yeah.
You could have announced Tony weeks ago and then swapped it. Or if you didn't have her sealed up, you could have just not announced it at all.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely could have had Britt Baker not say the boss last week.
Right.
There's a lot of things. Tony Khan could have went on Busted Open at any point. He could have answered in the Grapsody interview because Grapsody straight up asked him. Now, I understand he couldn't talk about Sasha yet, but he's on Busted Open every week too.
Right.
You go on there and say, listen, she's a great performer. Kind of want to calm expectations. I also understand the promoter in him wanting to get curiosity eyeballs. I get it.
Yeah.
But I look at that and I'm like, okay. If even like 6 weeks out, you could have promoted this like a few weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it, Alex. I just don't get it. And I know there's going to be people that are like, oh, but they never said, I mean, come on. Britt looked right into the camera, called herself the boss, and winked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know what? They never said that CM Punk was coming either.
No, they didn't. I'm of two minds on this. I agree with you. When they announced, like, hey, Soraya, see if you can get yourself a tag partner for this date 5 weeks from now. Well, that immediately, I remember that night with you on this show going, well, that can't be like Tony Storm or somebody. I mean, they has to be somebody huge. Like, it has to be either somehow a returning Thunder Rosa, like it had to be something.
And Tony's great. She's amazing. But
the thing of it is like, I'm just using her as an example, and she is great. And she was great tonight. And it sucks for her that she gets wrapped up in this as a, we wanted the ultimate and all we got was Toni Storm. And like, that's not fair to her at all. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm using her as an example because I think that when you first announced this match and the mystery partner gimmick, if you thought you were 80% sure you were going to get Mercedes Moné for this date, as that percentage seemed to dwindle, you owe it to not just the fans, but yourself for the backlash you're going to get from those fans to walk it back. And the way to walk it back is not a segment last week where you had Saraya just turn to Toni Storm and say, "So you're my partner." That's not the way to do it. Like that made everybody go, "Well, it's definitely not Toni Storm." Otherwise, they wouldn't have announced it that way. And then you do this whole thing with Hikaru Shida, who gets obviously pissed that it's not going to be her. And then I saw everybody working themselves into the shoot of, okay, Mercedes Moné isn't going to be in this match, but she's going to show up because Hikaru Shida is going to take out, she's going to turn on Toni Storm and Saraya, and then Mercedes Moné is going to come out and even the odds.
And then there's the whole thing about Britt giving her tickets, two tickets, yes, and then her mentioning on the stream, "Oh, I'll make sure they go to use." And then she said, hey, I meant like legitimately give them to my friends type of thing, and walked it back. And I'm going to get to some super chat. Shot Kids saying, a theory. Could New Japan wanting her first match have led to a last second request by Mercedes to hold off on her debut? Then she'd be sitting around for well over a month, not doing anything if she's coming in.
Right.
People I talked to in New Japan were of the opinion last week that it just wasn't going to happen. Just wasn't going to happen. Rovan says, didn't even mind Mercedes not showing up. Never thought she would have anyway. Well, the issue is, a lot of people did. I know there's going to be some dummies that's like, well, that's your fault. Listen, Everybody's speculating it. I never reported she was, couldn't possibly report that she was because I didn't know. But I really thought with all of those things, like they waited until after her deal was up to announce the partner to say they were going to find out. Oh, and by the way, after her New Japan appearance, they knew what they were doing there. They knew what they were doing. AT says, can't lie. It's the first time I felt disappointed about anything AEW. Great show, though. It was a great show. It was an incredible show. Jake says, seems like a whole lot of everybody worked themselves into a shoot over this whole Mercedes debacle. They did. This was completely like fan and talking head generated. But hey, when you see that, like, okay. For example, last night, somebody tweeted, monster news coming, and just dipped. Everybody's asking me, so I said, all right, guys, I'd like to watch Blue Streak. Here's what it is. Thinking that would calm things down. Well, it didn't.
Nope.
If something's out there and I got a million people going like, hey, what is this? What is this? What is this? I'm going to do my best to clarify it, right? Like, I'm going to do my best. Joel Wood says a lot of people owe Dave Meltzer an apology. He said he didn't think it was her and people tore him apart. Listen, I mean, yeah, sure. People did, but I mean, nobody bats 1,000 on that stuff anyway, but yeah, for that specific thing. Sure.
Yeah.
Amish Electrician says, I think this is still a Saraya heel troll job. Nope, it's not. Chi-Town Spurs says curiosity eyeballs isn't worth losing fans trust. That's my thing. Yeah. I would rather get good faith eyeballs, and Toni could have went on Busted Open and said, you know, it's not her. We think a lot of her, but there are some really great performers in the match. And there are great performers in the match. And when you do the, oh, will you even be able to find a tag partner thing? Mm-hmm. Gee, I don't know. The most famous person in the women's division, their biggest homegrown star, and their champion are in that match. Yeah, she'll be able to find somebody. What's the percentage? Wood said they had Britt say she was the boss in a pre-tape promo. If you don't have her, it's baffling. He let that line get through. And I saw people say, well, it's a heel doing heel things. Really? I don't know about that. That was awful inside baseball. Chi-Town Spurs says, really great show, but the Mercedes stuff hangs over it. Tony shot himself in the foot on this one. I mean, I don't think he shot himself in the foot. I think that he was like, I think he allowed himself to get shot in the foot. I think that's a better way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Lockman says, TK is as plugged in as, or way more than any promoter has been. He knew the expectations. This was a misstep. It's okay to think that, or it should be. I hate that Tony was put in that spot. And not only was she put in that spot, Alex, all the women were, because once they walked to the back and everything went dark and they mm-hmm. started the rampage cards, as he mentioned, you could hear the boos.
Yeah.
Alex, that was heartbreaking to see.
Yeah, that was, because I think people were like, okay, cool. I mean, I think, at least for me, I was like, I never really thought she was, like, it would be crazy if her first match outside of WWE was on free TV. Like, I would have thought that they would have, like, her showing up, I certainly thought was very possible, if not likely, but probably not wrestling in the match.
Yeah.
So after the match was over, people were thinking maybe this is where she comes out. And when the lights went out and back up, people were like, oh, no. Like, I held my tongue through that whole match like good little boys and girls. We didn't turn on it because we believed you were giving her to us at the end of the match, and then you didn't, and then now we're upset. So
Jordan Scott says, not having Monet, this match could have happened much earlier too. Feels like you're counting chickens before they hatch kind of thing, but it was a good match. Yeah, I don't think this is a thing that, like, necessarily the LA show needed without her. You could have put a women's title match on this show. Adam Weller says, anyone claiming that announcing a match a month ahead of time wouldn't build expectations is dense, frankly, not wise from AEW, not even a Sasha fan. Yep, I agree. Like, how often do you hear matches, especially TV matches, announced a month ahead of time?
Yep.
N. Simmons says, you don't do that Brit spot if you don't know, or you know. Sorry, I'm gonna just start over. N. Simmons says, you don't have Britt do that spot if you know Monet isn't appearing. When Darby said he was best in the world, you knew it was coming. Don't troll the fans to get views. You could lose their trust. I agree. And that's why I'm hopeful there's more to this that I'll learn. I'm very, very hopeful. Well, I actually liked the match an awful lot. I thought that Saraya looked great. Everybody looked great in this match. Man, Saraya was not shy about laying her shit in on Jamie Hayter, which I love. I thought that was really good. I thought everybody killed it in this match. I thought that the Sheeta spot was great. We have got to be building to a women's blood and guts, Alex. Like, that's outsiders versus originals, it's right there.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably the way to do it, especially if, you know, we can hope that that eventually we're going to get Mercedes Moné in here. She'd be the perfect one to add to the, you know, newcomers side of things. There's enough there. We can do something really fun with that. I think the women, so you certainly have a deep enough roster. If you want to go 10 deep, because five on each side, you certainly have a deep enough roster to let the women have a fantastic blood and guts match. And, you know, I mean, as evidenced by, I'm sure, whatever we're going to see between Ruby and Willow and Ty J AS on Friday, they have no problem with the women getting in there and getting some color. So it should be a crazy match.
Hey, what's that over there? Says, hopefully you get white suit heel Sheeta. So Sheeta threw the kendo stick in. She ran down to kind of even the odds, but then it got used on the baby faces. So it's pretty clear what Sheeta is headed towards, and I'm excited for it because we have seen the same Sheeta since AEW started. It's time for her to get a new coat of paint, and I think that she's going to kill it. I think this might send her into a new stratosphere even, because we haven't quite seen this, and people want to like Hikaru Sheeta. It's just hard to get involved or get invested in her stories because there aren't that many. Now we got one, and it followed a really dope match, albeit, you know, some disappointment. But I'm loving the Sheeta stuff, Alex.
Yeah, no, I am too. I think we're probably going that way. I thought it was very interesting that after, because I thought when she threw the kendo stick in there and it landed in between them, that it was one of those like, oh, we don't know right now who she meant the kendo stick for. And I thought they were going to lean into that a little bit more by the end of the match too. But it was obvious when Britt picked it up that she was not intending for that to be the case. And I was wondering if they're going to be a little bit more ambiguous about
sure.
it. But I think that there's something, definitely something there. A really ruthless heel Sheeta could be an excellent addition to the women's roster.
Rafael Garcia said, if you had to do outsiders versus originals without Mercedes and Trinity, who would you do? Lana and Nia, let's go!
Well, you already have a couple on the roster who are technically outsiders who were like Ruby is being a little bit more forceful with her stuff. I could easily see a turn on Willow as part of this partnership. Maybe not on Friday, but at some point she could at least be a little bit more a little interesting there. And then Ember Moon, Thunder Rosa as well, but like Ember Moon now Athena, like she's the ROH champion and she's. She's definitely healing it up a little bit. So there's some stuff there. It all depends on who AEW decides they want us to root for, because it's very easy, I think, to all of a sudden do a very small switch on Britt and Jamie to make them the baby faces in this whole thing as well. And so we've seen Paige do some great heel work too in WWE, and I have no doubt that they could easily have Saraya turn that way as well.
Amish Electrician has a very pervy chat. I'm not going to read it. Jason Kramer says, I just need to say a month build for Saraya's second match doesn't seem like a stretch for where they place her as a star on the card and timing. Well, yeah, that wouldn't be if she were the focus of the build or the match as opposed to who's her partner going to be. I agree with you in that sense, but if it was, okay, she's going to have a match, that's a little bit different.
Right.
Pro Wrestling Podcast, who is sponsoring the Fightful Awards tomorrow, says, Mercedes stuff aside, Saraya looked like she hadn't missed a step. She looked great. She looked way better than in her first match. You can tell she's been getting those reps in. She looked physically like $1 million, too. I was very, very pleased with her performance. Tom Brady says, do you think Sasha has a handshake deal with WWE that she wouldn't work for AEW at all? I think that she will do whatever she wants, whenever she wants, at whatever time that she wants, unless she signs a deal. And even then, she still might do whatever. As we've seen multiple times, she's still going to do whatever she wants. Broadway Joe says, the boss line by Britt is crazy to throw out in retrospect. Could it have been a diss at Mercedes not signing? Wouldn't think so. It's also Britt. I mean, it could be. I don't know who directed that line. I don't know who approved it or who pushed for it. I'll find out, but yeah, I don't know. There's got to be more to it. And Ryan says, women's tag was just weird. Tony looked perturbed by the drop. Sheeta throws out a kendo stick, but is surprised when it gets used by the person she threw it to. No Mercedes, despite the hints. Saraya did look decent, though. Sheeta could have been feigning that as well, though. you know,
that's also true.
She could have just been faking that.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Alomar says, SRS, thanks for all you do. Alex, thanks for rocking the Good Land jersey. First off, woof. Woof. But hey, go Bengals. Follow my Bengals Vanity Project at Common Bengals W on Twitter. Haven't been able to tweet much this week, but we'll get around to it. You know, there's a lot of things I want to get around to, like traveling, Alex.
Oh, but yeah.
When I travel, you know, I don't want to get on that unsecured Wi-Fi at the hotel, at the airport. Yeah, if it's like a McDonald's or whatever, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have people going through all your stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful has a great deal for you. And it's an exclusive New Year deal. You get a free gift. You get 4 months off. You get that 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. A 100% guarantee. Money-back, 30-day guarantee. Start the year with a big discount. Hear what Wired magazine what HuffPost, what BuzzFeed, what Forbes, what TED, what Entrepreneur, BBC, Yahoo Tech are all talking about. NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got 24/7 support. You are safe from disruptions. They get reliable encryption, the fastest VPN on the planet, online threat protection, a global server network. You can watch pay-per-views at a much more affordable rate. You can watch AEW without commercials when you get Fight Plus. All kinds of great stuff. I get UFC pay-per-views at 1/6 the cost of what they normally are. This will effectively pay for itself. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats, get in your upper chats. Also, subscribe to YouTube.com/Fightful. We have a ton of interviews over the last week. Lady Frost, we're dropping Mickey James and Taylor Wilde this week. We had all kinds of stuff. We got Crowbar coming this Sunday. That was a great conversation. Crowbar, a physical therapist in his day job, has wrestled everywhere, told me a story about how he almost got signed to WWF in the 90s to be like a touring physical therapist slash wrestler for them that better understood wrestlers' bodies. And I'm like, man, that sounds really, really great. Wish they would have done that. Mm-hmm. Meet Normus says the Vince Saudi shenanigans took my mind off Mercedes not being on the show. Mox, get that vacation. SRS, time to do some work for once. To the lender. Hey, girl. We had an Eddie Kingston promo. How'd you feel, Alex? Good to see him on the show.
Yeah, I'm really excited for for Eddie. What it appears to be, I don't know anything was going. Please, no spoilers for what's going on Rampage. For people who know about it, but it sure looks like we're getting a one-on-one Malakai versus Eddie. That's some really hard hitting stuff in two very different ways. I just love the idea of the beer belly brawler who takes nothing from anybody going up against Satanist Kung Fu Master. Are you kidding me? That's a movie that I would have salivated over in high school. Like, I would have loved that. Like, yeah, I'm super into that, which is what we're looking forward to. So I'm into it, man.
CO, big thank you here, says, finally got me. Sean, just ordered my AG1 from athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Proud to contribute my best $5 in the business each month. Jimmy was on fire today. SGS killed it last night. I mean, legitimately, I think those are probably our best list in you boys ever. At least from an audience perspective, our best NXT show ever. I mean, people were hanging around, and Alex and Kate hung around there with them. I hopped on there as well. But if you've never watched List in Your Boy, watch today's List in Your Boy, and you'll see why that show is one of our more popular ones. But also, thank you for the love for Fightful Select, because in addition to breaking news, we give you like at least two news items a day that you're getting there first. But over 30 shows a month, like we talk about Sour Graps and my Q&A. I do an exclusive show every week, the Backstage Report. I've got like three shows, I think, on there a week. But yeah, there's an awful lot on there that you guys are going to like. Pay-per-view previews, post shows, and a lot of stuff like that. Oh, man. Ryan says, hopefully this is enough for a drink or an Athletic Green at the playoff game for you, Sean. Still have zero faith in the Ravens, but we shall see. I'm going to be there. I'm very excited. Again, shout out to my dude, Drew. My friend Drew just like cold invited me to a Bengals game. And he's like, no, it might be weird. And then I went, and now we're great friends. And we're going to a playoff game. We went to the Ravens game last week. Wonderful dude. Big shout out to Drew. Love that dude. Excited for this game. Excited to watch the Bengals whip the Ravens' asses. Mm-hmm. If the Bengals make the AFC championship, I might be flying straight from San Antonio to wherever the hell they're going. Could no Mercedes be due to today's flight issues? No, I don't think so, because of the people in AEW or New Japan telling me that she wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
N. Simmons says, question with Monet not being involved in the segment. Do they try to see if they can get her for the versus Jade for the title? If Monet wins down the line, I hope so. I hope they try to get her.
Yeah.
And this person has a theory that they wanted her, but she turned it down. Well, I guarantee they wanted her. Why wouldn't they want her? How do you not want her?
I mean,
listen. I want to start a wrestling company tomorrow and book her.
This is the thing I always thought was the perfect thing for Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné to come in. Jade Cargill, 49-0, going into Revolution to make it 50-0. And she cuts a promo about how there's nobody here who can even hope to beat me. And of course, the person who can hope to beat her isn't there. It's a new person who just shows up. Like that, to me, that is a money match. Jade Cargill, 49-0, versus Mercedes Moné, the hottest free agent in all of wrestling. That's huge.
That is an enormous, like, to me, you put that on Dynamite, you build the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to see it in the middle of a pay-per-view. I want it to headline Dynamite as a big deal. Mm-hmm. Jonas says, greetings from Germany at 5 a.m. Well, thank you so much. He hates the puns, and it shows. Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
Matt says, mostly unrelated to Dynamite, but I realize I haven't seen Serena Deeb since October. Have any updates on her? No, but I have asked. I have asked. Mm-hmm. Ryan says, post-Dynamite, Ricky action promo was weird, stuck in the 90s. In this feud, the faces have made an arguably homophobic joke, a joke about effing someone's wife, and multiple times joked about someone's lisp. I'm rooting for Yas here. Alex Graham also says, we speak American, dumb lisp, what year is it? Of all the Ricky Starks promos, this one didn't quite hit for me.
No, I like the Gulligan quip, the Gilligan.
That was,
Gilligan
that was good. That was good. But, yeah.
But the lisp thing doesn't work. It's weird because they're this is the thing that you run into where the babyface is the cool guy. Well, then the cool guy just says what everybody's thinking, right? And all of a sudden it becomes like, well, yeah, but still, we're not going to do that. And I hated it when they did it when Danielson did it last week. Like, your mom's a whore. Like, how is that a babyface promo? I'm sorry, I don't understand why that is. And so this also kind of turned me off as well. I absolutely think that Ricky Starks is a huge star. I'm all here for them trying to build somebody brand new from the ground up in Action Andretti. But I guess we'll see where it goes from here.
Broadway Joe thinks Ricky's trying way too hard to be The Rock. We love Ricky. Just be Ricky. Mm. I mean, I just want Ricky to be Ricky in general. I don't think he's trying too hard to be The Rock or anything like that. And I wasn't like offended by this or anything. It's just, I just didn't think the source material was great. I love the Daniel Garcia line of like, when I was a youngster, talking to Action Andretti, and he's a year younger than Action Andretti. Yep.
That is good stuff.
That is very, very good stuff. Kylie says, had to work till 9, so I'm behind, but goddamn that opener. Thanks to Fightful for all you do. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Coy says, Mercedes versus Jade at Revolution? I hope so.
Yeah.
Broadway Joe says, best guess, Mercedes wants short-term per appearance deal. Tony pushing for a long-term deal. Here's to her showing up after Jade's 49th win. I can only say what I would do as a booker. And again, what I've said is if you can get footage of Mercedes Moné, you do it. You do it. You get her on your show. Man, you'll still see some impact throwbacks of like Randy Savage and Legion of Doom popping up. Mm-hmm. You get your footage of these people if you can. Yeah. Shot Kid says, last thought on Mercedes. Tony said he doesn't like to false advertise and is too plugged in to not see the potential excitement, which is why I want to see what you find out, Sean. Fightful Select is the best for just $5. Well, thank you so much for that. I mean, I know that he knows the excitement because Grapsody outright asked him about it. So, well, the main event happened, and hot diggity friggin' dog, what a main event it was. From the outside looking in, it looked like this was a bit rushed. It looked like something went heavy on time during this. I'll find out. But the trio's titles, the Elite finally defeat Death Triangle. There were some incredible spots here. The package pile driver, the one-winged angel, just some really incredible stuff. Let me tell you, man, Pac doing the Falcon Arrow on the floor is some nasty business. That might be the most painful spot of the entire match. That is just a filthy procedure to undergo on the floor. Just disgusting. I love it. I love every bit of it. I'm the sicko in the window looking in right now. I loved it, man. They brought the hammer back in too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good thing to do. And now I am hoping that we see Omega like selling his hand for like 4 months. I want him to sell his hand for 4 months, Alex. Because what happens when you go into a fight with an injured hand? You're gonna break your hand.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know this, Google Michael McDonald, but make sure you type MMA after it. Otherwise, you're going to get Mad TV, a singer, and a kickboxer before this. Michael McDonald was a top UFC fighter who moved over to Bellator and retired, I think, in his 20s. He could have still done it. He was still winning fights, but he just kept breaking his hand. And he was not convinced that he wouldn't be able to continue to fight and do this. And the guy is a very talented woodworker. And he's like, man, this is what I do all the time. I'm not going to lose two jobs because of this. So he just stopped fighting. I would love, like, you don't see like an extended broken hand type of angle played in. And I want to see that. I think Kenny can do it. Kenny ends up winning the title or grabbing the title towards the end. Julie Cutler says, Mr. Michael McDonald, the musical legend, who I discovered from 40-Year-Old Virgin, as did many.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that remix somebody put together of him, his chorus on top of Nate Dogg and Warren G was incredible. I once saw a man, Alex, in Las Vegas sing karaoke, and he specifically sang that version.
Wow.
And he killed it. He broke into the Michael McDonald chorus, and everybody popped. Nick Gage popped. Unreal. Anyway, the hand, Alex.
Yes. The hand's McDonald. Great. The hand. I don't know if they still do this because I don't watch football anymore, but they used to, when offensive linemen would have a broken hand, they'd come around with this giant club wrapped in tape. That's what I want. I want.
He can do the Jason Pierre-Paul.
He could do that. Yes, exactly. Or I totally want him. You remember how they did the whole thing? Like, oh, Lex Luger has a steel plate embedded in his forearm from a car accident. So therefore, it's not a foreign object. They could do a whole thing with like Kenny Omega has like the Terminator thing, right?
He's slowly turning into a cyborg.
Like a Cyberdyne hand that like he like pulls off a glove and it's like that would be so cool and like a BTE. Anyway,
I thought the Kid Bandit was doing that.
I love this match. You're right. It was fast, but that played into it. I was like, there's no way they can get this thing done in time. They basically did. And it was, they didn't have the time of like, well, let's take some time while these guys rest to set up a ladder really slowly. They didn't have time to do that. They were just doing spot after spot after spot. The one thing you were talking about, the one that hurt the most, the one that hurt me the most watching it was, I believe it was Matt Jackson who took like a Hurricane Rana or something with his legs on the back of his legs across a ladder, but like right where the butt meets the hamstring. Like I was like, oh no, sorry. I'm never sitting down again if that happens to me. That's it.
Oh, I'll tell you what hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away. Some Rascal Flatts for you guys.
Yeah.
Adam Weller says, appreciate y'all. Drunkenly said my resolution was to lose one third of my weight this year. 6'3", 400 pounds, well marbled meat. You're my 4 a.m. gym buddies. Hey, hell yeah, my friend. Hell yeah. Good on you.
Hell yeah. Good for you, buddy.
Amish Electrician says, percent chance AEW buys PWG or partners for live events. They don't need to. And also, just why? There's nothing that would indicate that PWG has like an effective touring process or anything. Nope. They don't live stream their shows even.
No, but I would love it if they did, because then I wouldn't have to wait 6 years for the DVDs to watch the matches.
I know. I'm pumped to watch John Gresham and Jordan Grace. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. The sexy Pawlowski says, look, I don't want to seem like one of those persons, but that buried Death Triangle should have made Elite go up 3-1. Death Triangle came back, tie at 3-3. Then the Elite win it on match 7. Would have seemed more balanced. How do you feel about that, Alex?
I said this from the as soon as they started doing this best of 7, I was like, have it do 1-1-1-1-1 all the way down. Like, let's do it every other one, because otherwise, if you're going to do what I think they're going to do and what they ended up doing, was to have the team that eventually wins win like 3 in a row. Well, that doesn't make the team that loses look all that great, especially because Death Triangle blatantly cheated to like win most of their matches in this best of 7. So I was never going to love that. I think your scenario of Elite going up and then Death Triangle coming back to tie it, and then the Elite win the first one, I think that's a really good scenario too. But yeah, it is what it is. The matches were all great. I just wish they had, because again, it's scripted. You can do whatever you want with the best of 7. You don't have to do, you know, Death Triangle blew a 3-1 lead tweets. You don't need to do that.
Andrew Claus says, I wish I were an EVP. Then I could no sell a Falcon Arrow on the floor too. Starting to think the Elite are detrimental to the overall product. I didn't see anybody else complaining about that. And Andrew, you can go no sell one anywhere you want, man. Yeah. I mean, it's your life, but yeah, I didn't necessarily notice that spot. I'll go back and look at it, but
I would say that the time constraints mean you got to get up and do something else. You can't be down there for very long, because there's another move you got to set up for.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look at that. Henry says, was at a screening of Last of Us, got home and watched. What in the promoter malpractice was with no Mercedes Monet? Did WWE up the offer? I mean, there are still people in WWE that think that she'll just come back there. Mm-hmm. Yep. There were writers that thought that they were getting her back by the Rumble, and mm-hmm. that obviously didn't happen. Custodian BPJ says, just leaving the venue. They got us, man. They got us. Turned off the lights. We thought it was her. They got us. Ooh,
That's a tough one, man. The light thing is not good.
Big Time Baxter says, do you think AEW is concerned with declining 18 to 49? Yes, I'm sure they are. And I think that having Sasha, having Mercedes would be a great way to rectify that. Alex, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on the Twitter at Alex Sour Graps. You can find me on Mondays with Miss Kate Fabe reviewing Raw. And on Fridays, we do a thing where I will do a watch along of Rampage while reviewing SmackDown. People seem to really like that. Over on Fightful Select, the best $5 you can spend to get your wrestling news and this guy doing whatever it is I do. Plus, on Tuesdays, normally we review the show. Sometimes when crazy news doesn't actually break, we do 4 hours reading super chats about that. So that was fun last night.
Four plus hours. Y'all went over 4 hours. That was incredible.
Over 4 hours. Tomorrow night on my YouTube channel, I'll be streaming Red Dead 2. People seem to enjoy hanging out and doing that. So come over. Alex Sour Graps on YouTube.
Mark says, not going to lie, part of me was holding out hope to hear Punk's music when Kenny was reaching for the belt. But alas, no such luck. Then I thought if it didn't, it'd be the second time that they'd buried Cole with a second bigger debut. I certainly feel like they should have swapped the Yas and Adam Cole stuff.
Me too. That would have been a big thing. Yeah.
Lights. But what I would have done is lights go out and then the music hits. His music hits. Because I'll tell you what, you're never going to boo that theme ever, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Guys, please join us on Thursday, not just for the spotlight, not just for Day After Dynamite and the post-impact show, 8 p.m. Eastern, the first ever Fightful Awards. I am so excited for this. This means an awful lot to me and Will and Denise, and we're putting in a lot of work on this. Kyler and Luis are as well. We are very, very excited to bring you the first awards, and we're going very expansive this year. Next year, we're going to pare it down a lot more. But because it's been, gosh, we started Fightful in 2016 and we've never had these, we wanted them to be expansive. We wanted to recognize an awful lot of people. Lord Zypher says, did my Humper chat get missed? We've got Luis looking on the back end. He says he's picked up all of them. Any that aren't picked up, I will make sure get read on day after Dynamite with Will Washington on Thursday, or I'll do it at some point this week. Guys, thank you all so much. This has been an insane week. Where can you find me? Smoking a spliff and then getting on my Helix sleep mattress. Until next time, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.